This is listener-sponsored, non-commercial, WBAI 99.5 FM, New York. I'm Sally O'Brien. Hundreds of New Yorkers marched in solidarity Monday from Columbus Circle to Grand Central Station as police in San Juan fired tear gas on Monday night to disperse thousands of protesters demanding Puerto Rico's governor resign over offensive chat messages, the latest scandal to hit a bankrupt island struggling to recover from 2017 hurricanes and colonial economic practices that have long crippled the island's economy. Police moved in about 11 p.m. to break up protesters still on the streets of San Juan's Old City, following day-long demonstrations by hundreds of thousands of residents. As reported by the New York Times, the protest was one of the largest ever seen on the island, as Puerto Ricans streamed into Capitol on buses, some on planes from the mainland, in a spontaneous eruption of fury over the years of recession, mismanagement, natural disaster, and corruption that's fueled a recent exodus. It followed Governor Ricardo Rosselló's attempt to cling on to power despite resigning as president of the ruling New Progressive Party and announcing that he will not run for re-election next year. Neither the evening assault by police nor blinding rain earlier in the day could, however, overshadow the real news seen around the world, hundreds of thousands of Puerto Ricans in the streets, chanting, banging pots and pans, drums and voices in unison, calling for the governor to resign. Called as a general strike, the massive protests shut down the island's largest mall and the highway leading into San Juan. Most businesses closed their door, many joining the burgeoning human sea. Longtime New York activist David Galazzo was in San Juan yesterday.
We've all heard of the Arab Spring. Well, a lot of people are calling this the Boricua Summer. And many people, not just myself from the diaspora, are answering that call to go back, come here to the motherland to take part in these historic demonstrations and manifestations. The people are united. There's young people, there's older people, there's union people, there's people from every sector of society. We all heard about this Ricky Leaks or the chat gate that the governor was involved in. That's just the icing on the cake in terms of our outrage at this administration, where he clearly showed his disdain and contempt for just about everything and everyone outside of his privileged circle. So the people have risen up, and it's beautiful to see this moment, because for many of us, they've been active for so long and have gone to rallies that have numbered maybe 20 or 30 people at most sometimes in the city against any number of issues, to see over a million people together clanging their pots and pans with picket signs, people that historically have not been involved in any sort of like manifestation against injustice. It's just warms my heart, and it makes us so emotional. And yesterday we even ran into our freedom fighter on the streets, who's been on the streets every single day, Oscar Lopez Rivera, a man who served time for the freedom of Puerto Rico, and his heart was overwhelmed with joy to see so many young people taking part in these demonstrations, calling for a fresh start for Puerto Rico. That's all we want.
And if Rosselló was to resign, how would that affect this, what many people are calling a revolutionary moment? Because just the resignation of a governor alone is not going to dismantle a colonial structure in Puerto Rico. So how does that really help? And how would his resignation affect this moment?
Well, the beauty in this thing is that, you know, in the past, people have always relegated the politics or the political process to the ones that have been pillaging the people, the politicians and the electoral process. And for the most part, even though political participation here is high electorally, people have come out and they vote. I believe this moment has really heightened the consciousness of the people to the point where, regardless of political party, they want to be led by someone who's righteous. They want to have a government here that's for the people and by the people. And the best court, the one that we confide in the most, has been the court of public opinion. And that court has spoken out loud and has spoken with such force that he's got no choice but to resign. So right now is a good time for Puerto Ricanos and for those living in the diaspora to really start planning and plotting and looking to design and build a Puerto Rico that we can all be proud of. And we have demonstrations going on, not just in San Juan, but even in my small town here, in Puerto Rico, in the center part of the island. So we know that the people have been ignited. The social consciousness of the folks involved has gotten to a whole new level. The debate and the discussions that is going on here on radio and on TV, in the supermarket or on the line for the Department of Motor Vehicles, you know, has really been profound to the point where people, you know, really, really want to take the reins, and they are taking the reins. And I believe they will stay involved in helping to build a Puerto Rico that we can all be proud of.
New York activist David Galazza works around issues of police brutality and the independence of Puerto Rico. Meanwhile, reports coming out earlier today say federal authorities in Puerto Rico have ordered Governor Ricardo Rosselló and 11 of his aides to turn over their cell phones as part of a growing probe into his leaked offensive chat with advisors. Sally O'Brien, WBAI News, New York.